With SRN News, I'm Jeremy House in Washington. Jurors have resumed deliberations in the criminal case against Hunter Biden. They're weighing whether the son of President Biden is guilty of three felonies related to a 2018 gun purchase when prosecutors say Hunter Biden was in the throes of a crack cocaine addiction. Also on SRNnews.com, Secretary of State Antony Blinken is calling on Hamas to accept a U.S.-backed proposal for a ceasefire in Gaza. Blinken says Israeli leaders have told him they support the plan.
I met with Prime Minister Netanyahu last night, and he reaffirmed his commitment to the proposal. I also had an opportunity to speak to Defense Minister Gallant and other senior Israelis this morning. And I think there is a strong consensus, again, behind moving forward with the proposal.
Blinken says the UN Security Council's vote in favor of the proposal has, quote, made it clear as possibly could be that the world supports the plan. Overregulation may threaten business growth unless the Supreme Court steps in. That, according to Job Creators Network President Alfredo Ortiz, who says the Biden administration has put forth a wave of new regulations that have already cost the U.S. more than $1 trillion and may cost small business owners more.
President Biden has issued rules expanding overtime pay, banning non-compete contracts, mandating electric vehicle use, and regulating internet access. And on top of this, you now have the Corporate Transparency Act, which took effect this year, which saddles every small business with burdensome reporting requirements and the risk of jail time for noncompliance.
The U.S. Supreme Court is taking up two cases regarding regulatory prices. AAA Motor Club says the national average for gas prices is about $3.44 a gallon, down 8 cents from a week ago. On Wall Street, Dow futures, or Dow, is down 262 points. The YMCA goes woke.
The nearly 200-year-old organization was established to, quote, put Christian principles into practice through programs that build a healthy spirit, mind, and body. But these days, the YMCA and its sister organization, the YWCA, have embraced the LGBT agenda, allowing men to use women's locker rooms and restrooms. Katie Brown of the American Life League says, quote, the Y should take Christian out of its name. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A $4.2 million award the jurors ordered a Missouri school district to pay a transgender student is under consideration again. The Western District, Missouri Court of Appeals says a judge erred in ordering a new trial in the lawsuit over bathroom and locker room access. The decision sends the case against the school district back to the trial court. This is SRN News. More heat appears to be headed to parts of Arizona and Nevada.
The National Weather Service says an excessive heat watch is in effect Tuesday through Thursday for the Phoenix metro area plus other portions of south central and northwest Arizona. Temperatures could reach 111 degrees Fahrenheit or higher during that span. Last Thursday, Phoenix hit 110 degrees for the first time this year with a record-setting high of 113 degrees. Dangerously hot conditions are being forecast for central Las Vegas, with highs ranging from 108 degrees Tuesday and 111 degrees Wednesday. John Scott reporting.
Apple has jumped into the race to bring generative artificial intelligence to the masses. During its Worldwide Developers Conference, the tech giant spotlighted a slew of features designed to soup up the iPhone, iPad, and Mac. Once again on Wall Street, the Dow Industrials are down 322 points. More details at SRNnews.com.